This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It is presented by my friends at Hooters. They have been the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast since season 2, and now we are in season 6. I believe this is already episode 18. Let me tell you a little bit about Hooters, especially for those of you like me who live in the greater Tampa Bay area. If you like online ordering, go to originalhooters.com, click the orange icon in the upper right-hand corner that says order. It is very easy to do. There are 12 Original Hooters brand locations throughout the greater Tampa Bay area, including the actual Original Hooters itself, how the company was born on Gulf to Bay in Clearwater, also pointing a finger at their newest location, just so you know it's there, with a huge outdoor dining space, very spacious inside. It's just a minute or so west of the Suncoast Parkway on State Road 54 in Odessa. That's the newest gem of the Original Hooters brand locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Thank you to Hooters for their continuing presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. My email for fantasy purposes is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Some of you who, thank you, tell me you've enjoyed the podcast for some time are starting to write me with some actual questions as it relates to your drafts based on things I've talked about in the podcast, and I get back to you on that. I have a very good track record of responding to emails, and I plan to do that again this year. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, certainly with an emphasis on those of you who make note that you do listen to the podcast, you reference something I bring up in a podcast. You know, the podcast is free. I've always talked about how I don't like that so much fantasy content or research that you're looking for costs you money. I mean, I even run into this with playing fantasy golf, where one of the people I really respect has some things that are free and has other things that are subscription-based. Fortunately for me, I pass those costs on to, say, Hooters. And Hooters pays for you to listen to this podcast for free. As someone who has been in this business for a long time, to me, that's how you do it. I don't want to charge you, the listener. I want to get a sponsor and take the time, thank you, JoeBucksFan.com, to get a sponsor to pay your cost for you. And I wish more fantasy entities would actually do that. Find sponsorship. Go get it. You will have much more in terms of people utilizing your information, but rather than make it subscription-based, go sell sponsorships. Get it done. That's what we've done. That's what I like to do. And that's why this podcast, again, is free. That is why all my leagues, including the ones we are drafting for our big fantasy draft night coming up at Bill Curry Ford, are free. You can even win a check from Bill Curry Ford. If you win the league, your entry fee is nothing, thanks to Bill Curry Ford. That's the way I do business as it relates to fantasy. All right, so again, email toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. I just want to spend this podcast just a few minutes on one of the more significant injuries that has an impact on fantasy draft boards, and that's the injury to Travis Etienne, the rookie running back from Clemson, and what it means for fantasy football. Now, on a separate podcast I do, which is now up to 170 episodes. It's the Todd Wright Toddcast. You can find it many of the same places that you find the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, but just know it is a separate podcast, but please find it. I did in that podcast, which is not fantasy related, an entire podcast on how Urban Meyer and his selection of ETN at the bottom of the first round in the NFL draft pretty much showcased how he was going to run things. That he was completely ignorant to the fact that he was inheriting a rookie running back from the previous team who was clearly his best player on a team in Jacksonville that jettisoned so many good players in recent years. Along comes, I believe, undrafted, right? James Robinson. And on the worst team in the NFL, by virtue of them earning the number one draft pick, James Robinson was an extremely productive running back on a horrible football team, which says a lot for James Robinson. And what does Urban Meyer do? Ignore all that shit. And with the first pick that he ever makes as a National Football League, you know, head coach, that he had, and you're saying, well, what about Trevor Lawrence? Duh. He didn't make that pick. Who doesn't make that pick? He gets no credit for that. None. That's an automatic. The first pick he had to put any thought into for the future of his football team, why don't we draft the best player available at a position where we have the best player on our team? And Urban's always come off to me like a screaming douchebag and a real dick, combination of both. I've talked to people who have dealt with him at various spots that he has coached, and they confirm as much. He's one of those, to the media members, you're either with me or you're against me, and he treats you as such. I actually enjoyed the other night as Jacksonville was a train wreck in a Monday night football game, which was basically ESPN's dry run for the beginning of the season against, I believe it was the New Orleans Saints. I mean, I guess there's a joke here. Should Jameis Winston have actually earned the starting job in New Orleans by a performance against Urban Meyer, Charlie Strong, and the Jacksonville Jaguars? There were memes on social media joking about how suddenly Urban wasn't feeling well again, and he can manufacture these the health concerns as his crutch for why the team isn't doing well and to leave this job eventually, which I have said from the moment he was mentioned, likely as Jacksonville head coach, that when he leaves, he will use those reasons and not admit that he failed. So I enjoyed all those social media jokes about Urban Meyer. So now with ETN out, various circles as it relates to fantasy football are now reevaluating James Robinson. I'm not, and I feel bad for James Robinson. Here's when I'll start caring about James Robinson again. When he's not a member of the Jaguars, or when Urban Meyer is not the coach. So it's going to be a while. Robinson last year, under an entirely different coaching staff, again, on a horrible football team, was pretty much all they had. It was a down year for DJ Chark. It was a disappointing year for Gardner Minshew. There were flashes from Keelan Cole, Dede Westbrook. You know, if you were desperate, right? If you were had a lot of injuries at wide receiver, or had a bye week with a wide receiver one or wide receiver two, you might have for a week picked up one of those Jaguar wide receivers, just hoping that they would give you something. Anything. And the only fantasy player of significance on the Jaguars last year, position players, not including kickers, was Robinson. And in my Todd Wright, 21st century, modernized, standard scoring settings. James Robinson was the number four running back in my leagues last year, behind only Alvin Kamara, Dalvin Cook, and Derrick Henry, and ahead of Aaron Jones, David Montgomery, Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs, and then the two-pack in Cleveland, Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. So I would caution you that just because ETN is out for the year, that this means you're going to get the same numbers as you did last year from James Robinson. Urban Meyer still thinks Carlos Hyde can play. It's a very short list of people who do. Have any of you, and those of you fantasy football, have any of you wasted time with Carlos Hyde on your roster the last, what, 2-3 years? You know better. But Urban Meyer has a connection with Hyde, and he's going to plug him in and try to get as much out of him as he possibly can. And that takes James Robinson off the field, which he wasn't off the field very much last year. To me, the die was already cast with the signing of Hyde, the drafting of Lawrence, the type of offense Meyer wants to run. He doesn't like James Robinson. He probably doesn't even really want him on his football team. Now, Robinson seems like a good human being. He's not bitching like Jalen Ramsey. At some point, I kind of wish he would, because if he could get out of Jacksonville, he'd be better off in all ways, and we could get excited about him again as a fantasy performer. Do you really think Urban Meyer is going to continue to feed James Robinson in games where the Jags are down double digits? No. The ball is going to be in Trevor Lawrence's hands, for better or for worse. So I again say be cautious moving James Robinson up your draft boards. I understand that there's a likelihood now he goes inside the top three rounds of most fantasy drafts. But you have to factor in so much is different for Robinson, and just because ETN isn't there doesn't mean the production and the play and how many times Robinson touched the ball in 2020 is going to apply to 2021. Again, my email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Remember, their newest location in the greater Tampa Bay area in Odessa, just a minute west of the Suncoast Parkway on State Road 54. And for very easy online ordering, visit originalhooters.com. Talk to you next time.